right. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720. We're live in the Allstate Skyline Studios here on Friday. So we've got Fly Jams Friday. Straight out of context, Nick D Show, Spies, and much more coming up on the show. 312-981-7200 is the phone number if you want to talk or text with us. So, hey, Dan.
Hey, Nick.
Look who's here. Come on over. Come on over.
Hi, Esmeralda.
It's Esmeralda.
Hi.
Leon.
I live here now.
Yeah. The reason why she's here is
three times in 1 week.
Well, the reason why she's here, Dan, is because we're going to celebrate your birthday.
Oh, well, thank you, guys.
Because we're not on, and we wanted to surprise you. Esmeralda's going to be here. We got some stuff for you, and we'll do that a little bit later on. But she was here for Vic's birthday last week.
Right.
And we wanted to have her in to celebrate your birthday.
Thank you for Esmeralda for coming in.
Yeah, of course. So,
and by the way, I secretly...
You're my favorite.
of all the people on the show.
Don't tell them.
Right. And so we, Vic and Esmeralda and I, we want to wish you a happy birthday before
thank
the
you.
Break.
Appreciate it.
And we
that.
Got you some stuff. We'll do that a little bit later on.
Cool.
And I secretly contacted Skip Skipley.
Oh.
I don't know if you knew that or
no.
not.
But
you're
going
to get to drive the Bong Marine.
Oh, nice.
So I secretly contacted Skip Skipley, and he is he's on the way.
Oh, very nice.
So we're going to have another edition of For the Record. But anyway, we wanted Esmeralda and Vic and everybody here to just acknowledge how great you are and happy birthday.
Well, very nice sneaking around. Very nice.
we had to keep it quiet.
I hit her in one of these booths, Dan.
What happened, Vic?
We had her hiding out in one of these booths.
You know, it's funny, too, because I'm like, I should really start working out of those booths. Those computers are so much faster than the other ones I use. I'm like, maybe I should go in there. I'm like, nah, I'll just stay where I'm usually at.
Well, good. I'm glad we didn't, because we wanted to make sure you were surprised. So there you go.
Well done. Thank
and,
you.
And we'll have some fun. And around 4:30, we'll give you some gifts. You can come on in.
Sounds
good. Nothing big, but, you know, we just wanted to make sure because, you know, we're off next week and we can't not celebrate Dan's birthday.
Right.
Thank you.
There
That's
you
very
go. Happy birthday, bud.
Thank you.
All right. Now, listen, Esmeralda, hi.
Hi.
How you been?
I'm good.
Long time no see.
Saw you, what, Tuesday?
Tuesday and last Friday? Yeah. Tuesday, by the way, you came to see The Longest Yard.
Yes.
And you liked it.
It was great.
Yeah.
It was, as you said, it was very exciting, even though it was a football game.
Right.
But it was very, you know, what do you say? Was it edge of your seat?
Yeah.
What is that? What's that phrase?
Suspenseful?
No.
No?
Yes, but you know.
But,
I was on the edge of my seat.
On the edge of your seat.
I think that's
fine.
All
that's
right.
That's a good
But it was, one. No, but it was very exciting.
It is. The last 45 minutes, the entire last 45 minutes of the movie is the football game between the guards and the inmates led by Burt Reynolds.
And I was cheering and booting. Oh!
Yeah, exactly.
Oh.
One of my favorite moments is, what the hell was that? Dropkick. Dropkick? Yeah, dropkick. How many points is it worth? 3? For that? But no, it's a great moment. I'm glad you came out. I'm glad you liked it. Now, the astonishing thing to me is that you told me that that's the first Burt Reynolds like vehicle that you've seen. The first movie where he's the star.
Yeah, because I've never seen Smokey and the Bandit.
Or any of the other stuff.
What's the other one?
There's a ton of others.
Right. And like I said, the only, you know, and you said it in your talk before that, you know, people know Burt Reynolds now as the Norm MacDonald version.
Yeah. Turd Ferguson.
The Norm MacDonald version. It's like, that's what I pretty much think of.
Right. He's much more than that.
Exactly.
That was what's great about Norm MacDonald's impression, which is a great impression, obviously, and absolutely hilarious, is that for some reason, you know, those Celebrity Jeopardy games that they did on SNL took place in present tense, but he was doing Burt Reynolds from the 70s. You know what I mean?
He's doing a very young Burt Reynolds.
No explanation
to the future.
Yeah, no explanation.
But you could see little bits, at least in the movie, you could see bits of where Norm was getting his imitation.
There's no question that there were trademark things that Burt Reynolds had that he did, including the laugh, which is, you know,
the gum chewing
and the kind of like he does, like, you know,
he was
like
wearing a giant oversized cowboy hat at one point.
So yeah, I'm glad you came out. Now I guess you're coming out for the next one.
Yeah, Scrooge. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
When is it?
It's thank you, very good. You have not missed a beat. As
come
well,
on.
It's Tuesday, December 4th, and it's at the AMC Rosemont 18, formerly Movico, and it's Bill Murray in Scrooge, a movie I have not seen in years. It's been a long time since I've seen
Scrooge.
Really?
It's always on.
Yeah,
you know,
I just haven't. I've seen maybe, you know, like popped across it on cable.
Right.
But I haven't seen it in a really, really long time. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to watch it beforehand because I like to prep for the screening. So I'm going to watch it. I think I'm going to watch it this weekend. but I've just not seen it in a very long time. But written by the late, great Michael O'Donohue and Mitch Glazer, who has written a lot of stuff for Bill Murray. By the way, Mitch Glazer is a really good friend of Bill Murray's.
Oh.
And he's married. Mitch Glazer is married to Kelly Lynch.
Okay. Top and, Gun? Kelly Lynch?
No, that's Wait, Kelly who's... McGillis.
Oh,
Kelly Lynch is in Roadhouse and a bunch of other
movies. Yeah.
And so every time Roadhouse comes on cable,
right,
he calls up Mitch Glazer. Bill Murray calls up Mitch Glazer and says, hey, you might want to turn it on because your wife's having sex with Patrick Swayze right now.
I wonder how that works when it's on like HBO, he's because still... then you get HBO West and HBO East.
He doesn't care. He'll call if it's on... You know, if it's on like AMC where they edit out the nudity, mm-hmm, he'll still call Mitch Glazer. Every time Roadhouse is on, Bill
it's
Murray
implied.
He calls him to say, hey, I'm watching Kelly Lynch make out with Patrick Swayze.
Wow.
Anyway, he co-wrote Scrooge, mm-hmm, that guy, along with the great Michael O'Donohue, who was a head writer at SNL during the first season. He was also he was in the very first sketch ever on SNL.
Oh.
He played the psychiatrist working with John Belushi, mm-hmm, at the beginning, and that and the, he plays like a foreign character. I want to feed your fingertips to the Wolverines is one of the
lovely.
Yeah, so that's Michael O'Donohue, very dark, twisted guy. If you've ever read anything about if you ever read the history of National Lampoon or the history of Saturday, mm-hmm, Night Live, Michael O'Donohue was something.
Well, and also just the whole movie Scrooged.
Yeah.
Is pretty messed up.
Yeah, it is. And that's all O'Donohue. So, he had a very, very, he had a very, very dark sensibility. I'm trying to remember. Sense. Dan, can you look this up? A stupid and futile gesture, the Netflix movie. I'm trying to remember who played Michael O'Donohue in that. It was brilliant casting. I think it was brilliant. Whoever it was
Thomas Lennon.
Yeah. Thomas Lennon played mm-hmm him in that, and he's great. Really, really great. So, anyway, Scrooge is going to be on Tuesday, December 4th. It starts at 8. We're going to be there beforehand, have some food. I'll introduce the movie, and then we'll talk about it afterwards. And you can get your tickets at amctheaters.com. All right. Yeah, it's been a long time since I've seen that. Are there Christmas movies that you go to all the time? Do you have favorites?
I mean, there's, you know, A Christmas Story.
Yeah.
I probably should get around to watching It's a Wonderful Life.
You still have not seen that.
I still haven't watched it.
That's another, you know, a lot of people are always talking about, oh, It's a Wonderful Life. It's a mm-hmm great movie, but it's pretty dark.
Well, you know what, too? I don't want to sit around watching it on NBC for 7 hours.
Yeah.
Because of all the commercials and everything.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure you can watch it elsewhere.
No, you can't.
Yeah. I'm sure you can. But it's a pretty dark movie. I mean, the guy wants to kill himself.
Yeah.
You know, at the beginning, he's going to jump off a bridge.
Right.
You know, and it really doesn't get happy until the final 10 minutes of the movie.
I've only seen the Jim Belushi version.
What?
That movie where he's like, what if your life was different if you had hit that baseball?
What was the hell was the name? Mr. Destiny.
But
right?
But it was that whole same.
Yeah.
Thing.
Well, that variation has happened a lot. You know, like the whole fantasy, what would happen if, that kind of thing is pretty.
But that one was very much.
Yeah.
Because his wife was complete. She didn't know her.
Yeah. Mr. Yeah. Destiny. That's what that movie was. I can't believe you remember. You remember the weirdest movies, mm-hmm, Esmeralda.
Mm-hmm.
Mr.
That's
Destiny.
That's what I like watching.
Now, was that on Comedy Central a lot? Was that,
no. Where did I see that? Probably got TBS.
Yeah, that would make sense. I thought maybe you went to the Jim Belushi Film Festival.
Yeah. I'm there every day with my bells and whistles on for Jim Belushi.
Dressed like Curly Sue.
Curly Sue.
Oh, yeah.
Jeez. Oh, God. That's the second time this week Curly Sue has come up.
Because it's a great movie.
Oh, my God.
I don't even remember how it ends.
I just remember hating
or the middle.
Happily.
Happily.
That's all.
Yeah.
Or that one movie where, doesn't he do a cop dog movie?
Who?
Jim Belushi.
Oh, yeah. K-9.
Yes.
Yeah. And the sequel, there were two sequels.
Was he in them?
Yeah. Yeah. K-9. That was everybody with that. K-9 came out not very far after or before, right around the same time as Turner and Hooch.
Mm, of course.
So it was cop dog movies were the
right
thing at
that
time.
Well, I mean, because that movie probably just made a killing.
Yeah.
Turner and Hooch. So they're like, let's get on this.
Yeah. Let's do that. And Jim Belushi. You know, you ever see The Principal?
Where he
goes into an inner city school.
Oh, and he's like
he becomes the principal, and he's got to be all tough.
Isn't that a whole slew of movies?
Yeah, Lean on Me was another one, but that was based on a true story. That was the And the principal became like, Treat Williams was in one of them, yeah. Tom Berenger. They did like four or five of them.
Okay, yeah.
But the first one is Jim Belushi, and I actually really like that movie.
Oh.
And I think Belushi's good in it. It's one of the only times. And
Does he beat up kids?
Yeah, well, he has to make a stand. He has to like stand up against the gangbangers and stuff, and Louis Gossett is his head of security.
Wait, is he a principal or is he disguised as a principal? Because the other ones where they're cops and then they go in and
He's really a principal. Oh, and I think they changed it, you know.
The other ones are like they're cops undercover.
Yeah. If I remember correctly, I think he's actually really a principal.
Okay.
I think.
How much he cares. He beats kids up.
Yeah. No, he didn't beat the kid. He doesn't beat him up. He has to stand up to him. There's going to be a big gang fight at the end and everything. And he does have to fight because they almost kill him.
Okay, so then he does beat up some kids.
He does, but only in self-defense. It's not like he's smacking kids around going, get to work!
Because I didn't see, but I've
with
seen
Tom
clips.
Berenger?
The Tom Berenger one, he's just beating people up left and right. Those poor kids.
They threw all semblance of logic out as the principal series continued.
Just as he walked in, he just started kicking them.
Now, the one that was based on a true story was with Morgan Freeman, and that's Lean on Me. How do we get that confused? Oh, Stand By Me. Remember we got Stand By Me and Lean On Me confused.
Right. And then what's the one with Edward James Olmos?
That's Stand and Deliver.
Okay.
Yeah. My favorite moment in Stand and Deliver, which is a really terrific movie. It's teacher trying to teach the kids calculus.
Mm-hmm.
And so I remember Lou Diamond Phillips is in the movie.
Yeah.
And he's wearing a bandana, he's a vato, and he's, you know, and he comes in late to class.
Mm-hmm.
And Edward James Olmos is like, you missed the whole class. What's wrong with you? And he's like, yeah, I showed up, you know? And then like he looks at the blackboard. This is Lou Diamond Phillips, looks at the blackboard, and calculus is written on the blackboard, the word calculus. Yeah. He goes, what's calculus? It's my favorite line. My favorite moment in the whole movie. What's calculus?
By the way, I had a friend in town last weekend, and she works at a coffee shop. Lou Diamond Phillips and his wife go in regularly.
Wait, here?
Into her? No.
Oh,
this is in California. She's in California.
LA. Oh, okay. Okay. All right.
But he enjoys chocolate.
Is that right? I like me some Lou Diamond Phillips. I enjoy the Lou Diamond Phillips.
I'll let you know. You can go to L.A. and
coffee shop and wait for Lou Diamond to show up. I think he's great. I always have liked him. All right. Let's take a break. Esmeralda Leon is here, everybody.
Yeah.
The cats are gathering around outside. We're going to celebrate Dan's birthday, Dan Shugru's birthday a little later on. We got all the regular Friday features. Yes. You can vote on the dummies.
Oh, good.
But when we come back, you have another edition of You, Me, Them, Everybody Live.
We do, yeah.
It's at the Whistler.
Mm-hmm.
And it's next Saturday, right? The 25th.
Yes, the 25th.
So we'll give you the rundown on that, too. Lots to talk about. All right, we'll take a break here on 720 WGN. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Skyline studio here till 5 o'clock. Coming up at 5 is Steve Grzanich with the opening bell. And also coming up, the stories that matter with Vic Vaughn from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom here on WGN Radio. All right. Esmeralda Leon is here. Hi, Esmeralda.
Hello.
And we're all here. Esmeralda surprised Dan by showing up.
And it's fantastic, too, because one of our listeners had actually called up this morning, and she's like, is Esmeralda on yet?
Aww.
And I said to her, I'm like, you know, I'm sorry, ma'am, she was actually on last week for Vic's birthday.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, she'll probably be on again before Christmas, so.
There we go.
How cool is that?
Well, look at that.
Yeah, outstanding. And it just so happens that you came in, obviously, because we want to celebrate Dan's birthday.
Yes.
We're off next week. Dan's mm-hmm. birthday is on the 21st, and there's no way that we weren't going to have, like, a little celebration.
Yeah.
Give him a
Thank
little
you.
Something. But it also, coincidentally, you have a You, Me, Them, Everybody that's coming up. Tell me about it.
Yes. So You, Me, Them, Everybody is a live talk show that we just so happen to record, so then it in turn is a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
But we do love when people show up. You know, it is recorded, but it is great to have an actual audience. And it's a talk show. We have the host, Brandon Weatherby. I co-host it. So I'm like, I like to think Conan, Andy Richter.
Right. You're the Ed McMahon of the...
Yeah. See, I go way later. I'm I'm the Andy Richter
right,
of the
right,
show.
Right, right, right. No, I got you.
But we have you know, the three guests. Right now we're Elliot Serrano as mm-hmm. WGN... radio fans know him
yep.
from Patty Vasquez's show, but he also is just the knower of all things nerd.
Yep.
And he's a very famous cat.
Yeah, he does. Yes, he does. And Whitney Chitwood.
Yes, comedian.
Is a stand-up comedian.
Mm-hmm. And then we will have a musical act to be determined.
And that's usually the setup, right? You usually have a guest, a comedian, and then a music
act. Yeah, just like a straight-up live talk show. It's just a little different because we don't ask the usual questions. We actually, host Brandon really, loves Craig Ferguson.
Yes.
So we kind of try to, try to skew it in that way where we were kind of off the cuff
kind of
stuff.
I appeared on it a few years ago.
Yeah, you did.
And it was fun. It was really, really a lot of fun. And that was at the Hungry Brain. This, however, it is Sunday, November 25th, 6 p.m. to 7:30. No cover, and it's at the Whistler, which is 2421 North Milwaukee. You guys have done several of them there.
We've done a couple there. Usually, you know, we've been jumping around different venues, but our home base is the Hungry Brain.
Yeah.
But the Whistler is a fun, very different place to be. It's nicer. It's a cocktail bar.
Mm-hmm.
So, and people don't care. People go in with the intent of getting a cocktail. They may not even know that we're there. Mm-hmm. And we're just up there like, hi.
Yeah.
And a lot of times it's very interesting to try to do a show and there's people like in the audience just talking or whatever. And you just kind of zone out, whatever. You just focus on whatever's happening.
Right.
But it's a nice place to get a cocktail that's not kind of frou-frou.
Yeah.
And you can get a nice little cocktail. You watch a show. They do music too now. They have a lot of events there as well. But
it's very
cool, casual.
Yeah, very casual, very cool place. And again, no cover, and it's on Sunday, November 25th, if you want to see Esmeralda co-hosting with Brandon Weatherby. And of course, everybody knows Elliot Serrano, and you get some stand-up from Whitney Chitwood.
Yeah.
And also, there'll be some music. And that's on November 25th, so it's the Sunday after Thanksgiving.
Yes.
So it's a week from Sunday.
Yeah. So nice and early, too, 6 to 9.
6 to, yeah.
Or 6 to...
6 to 7:30, it says.
There you go. Yeah, 6 to 9. Oh, my god.
6 to 9, wow. And then, as Dan said, we were going to have you come back before Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
We can talk about the anniversary of You, Me, Them, Everybody, which is going to be at the Hungry Brain.
Yeah, 9 years.
Wow. I'm trying to remember when I was on. It was a long time ago.
It came up on my memories when it did, and it was just recently... A few years ago.
I think it was like 6-7 years ago when I did it. I think something around that.
Yeah,
time.
I believe I had bangs.
Did you?
So I'm trying to think the history
well,
of my
it
hair.
Was James Fritz was on and Scott Lucas. But Scott Lucas has been on a bunch of times. I think Scott Lucas was on. Yeah, Scott Lucas was on. Yeah.
I believe so. I don't know. He didn't come up on my memory.
Oh, okay.
It was just you.
It was just me. Well, that's because it's me. That's why.
Right.
But anyway, it's a lot of fun. It's really great. And by the way, you know, all of them, the podcasts have been archived.
Yes.
So there's a ton of You, Me, Them, Everybody podcasts.
Yeah. And there's some there. So Brandon Weatherby lives in Washington, D.C. now.
Yeah.
Work and family have taken him that way.
Yeah.
So he does the show. He does the show there probably more. He probably does it almost once a week.
Mm-hmm.
And he's there on his own. I can't fly out there. That'd be too much.
Yeah.
My schedule does not allow it.
Yeah.
But he has those up as well as the ones that we do here in Chicago.
Very cool. And it's youmethemeverybody.com.
Mm-hmm.
Youmethemeverybody.com. And for people who don't know why it's called You, Me, Them, Everybody, just watch the Blues Brothers.
Yes.
That's all I'm saying. Watch the Blues Brothers and you'll hear it. You'll hear it. Okay. All right, Esmeralda, hang on, okay? Because I believe the Bong Marine has pulled into the harbor.
Oh, yeah. Into the harbor. We're at a
I
didn't know there was a harbor.
Oh
down
yeah,
here.
They just built one for Skip.
That makes sense.
Yeah. All right. Let's take a break. The news is coming up next, followed by For the Record. Skip Skipley will be here. The cats are ready to hear Esmeralda sing, and then we've got all of our regular Friday features. And it's Dan Shugrue's birthday on Wednesday, so we're celebrating it this morning. Yes. All right, and we'll return. Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. How you doing? It's Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Skyline Studios here till 5 a.m. It's Friday morning. That means all the regular Friday features are coming up. Get your requests in for Fly Jams Friday. DJ Shugrue will be spinning the discs. Esmeralda the Heartmelda will be here. And I'm Wiki Wiki Nicky. And, of course, Viggity Viggity Vic. Verified Double V will be running around like a lunatic in the newsroom, as he always is on Friday mornings. So that's coming up. We also have Straight Out of Context. That's when you listen to this radio station 24/7, and whenever anybody at any time says something that you can pull out of context and it sounds dirty and it makes you giggle, jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. You know, Esmeralda, by the way, Esmeralda Leon is here.
Hello.
Hi. It's always great to have you here. We're going to be celebrating, you're here because we're going to be celebrating Dan Shugrue's birthday later on. His birthday is on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. We'll be off next week, so we wanted to celebrate it tonight. I wonder if Esmeralda's going to end up in Straight Out of Context, because, you know, you were on last week.
I don't know if I said anything.
I don't know. We'll find out. So that's Straight Out of Context. Nick D Show Spies is when you listen 24/7. If anybody mentions me or the show in any capacity, you become a spy. Jot it all down and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. And, of course, You Big Dummy, where we read real news stories of real dumb people doing real dumb stuff. And I'm actually wearing my You Big Dummy t-shirt.
There's a shirt?
What?
There's a shirt?
Yeah.
What do you mean? I can't see it. There's a screen. Your computer screens are so large. Oh, okay. I thought you meant...
Of the segment of our show.
Yes.
No, this is a Fred Sanford You Big Dummy.
Oh, okay.
Yes. So there you go. So that's all coming up. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Now, when Esmeralda shows up on the show, now we enjoy playing some trivia games with her. We used to do it on a regular basis. Are you going to sneeze, Esmeralda?
Nope.
Okay.
It went away.
Okay.
You scared it away.
I scared the sneeze away. But, you know, when Esmeralda was on the show, we would regularly do, like, fun sort of trivia stuff, mm-hmm. like Celebrity Name Game. We would do the music. What I can't remember the name of the other one. What the hell was the name of it?
Music IQ.
Music IQ. Yes. Thank you. Music IQ. And we used to do pop-up video, mm-hmm. ran out of those. Now we're doing For the Record. And For the Record is an 80s, 90s music trivia game. Mm-hmm. And we also get to hear Esmeralda sing. The cats are floating. Everybody's out there. The raccoon.
With balloons
the
today.
The raccoon from The Rock. Yes. From the, what the hell, Skyscraper is out there.
They all have balloons for Dan.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. Balloons for Dan's birthday. There you go. Now Dan has left the hut.
Yes.
And can you understand, even comprehend, and look and see what the it's Skip Skipley.
Hi guys.
Oh. Hi Skip.
Good to see you 2 weeks in a row.
Look at that. How about that?
Very nice.
It's Dan's birthday next week.
Oh.
Skip.
Well, happy birthday, Dan.
Yeah, he's gonna rest.
Yes.
That's the ultimate gift for poor Dan. Rest.
It's to rest. So, but Skip Skipley is here, and we're going to play a little For the Record.
Yes.
Oh, wait. Hang on. Now I got to get a piece of paper so I can keep score of who's...
Oh, I was like, what's happening?
All right. Hold on a second. I'm not prepared anymore.
Man, what kind of professional are you?
Yeah, well, I don't know. They give those Walk of Fame plaques to anybody. All right, so we're battling each other, and the winner will receive $14 billion.
Mm-hmm.
Zombie Howard Hughes will present you the check.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is he going to have big old long
he'll
fingernails?
He'll have long fingernails. He'll have Ooh. Jars of urine.
Yeah.
It'll be fantastic.
How was Zombie? Who was it?
Who did you win?
Ernest Hemingway.
Oh, zombie Ernest Hemingway. We wrestled a zombie. He wrestled a zombie bear.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, he won.
Oh, I would think so. Yeah. I think he'd get even stronger as a zombie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That was fun. Okay, so that's the deal. Skip is the greatest game show. By the way, I don't know if you know this, Skip, if you were listening, but our friends over at Pinwheel Records are going to be on... Price is Right.
I did. Ooh. I never missed Jim Hankey's appearances on your show. Yes, and the fact he's wearing a game show shirt says game show on it is fantastic.
Oh, they're not. They don't make it to the panel, so they don't get. Oh, they don't play any games. But they're
bummer.
Right. They're on the whole show because they're in the front row.
Mm-hmm.
So like they're right behind the contestants.
Yeah.
And he's wearing the guy who runs Pinwheel Records is wearing a t-shirt that just says game shows. Because you always want to wear something goofy to, you know,
right.
when you're on that
yeah,
show.
Yeah, you got to get some attention.
And apparently during a commercial break, Drew Carey like, hey, that's a great shirt, man. And started talking to him.
Nice.
And then like Drew Carey apparently collects vinyl because they started talking about what he does for a living. He says, I run a record store called Pinwheel.
Well, sir, you should come to Chicago.
Yeah. Why don't you come out of Chicago, Drew?
Neat.
So, all right. And Skip is ready. Are you ready, Skip?
I am.
All right. Let's do it.
All right. Category is the 80s. Questions for you, new Nick.
Yeah.
It will also be your song.
Oh, I got to sing already?
Mm. Yes, but forgive me. I don't know any of their hits, but you do, as we learned earlier. Can you provide us a line or two from Loverboy's biggest hit?
Loverboy's biggest hit? Wow, how did that come up? By the way, I interviewed Frankie Previte a little bit earlier.
Okay.
Previte, and he was in Frankie and the Knockouts. They opened for Loverboy when I saw them.
Oh.
It was my first date with the manager from McDonald's.
Oh, boy.
All right, let's see. Loverboy. Everybody is working for the weekend.
Oh, it's so appropriate today, too.
Everybody needs a second chance. Whoa, 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 whoa. Everybody's going off the deep end.
Wow, you know a lot of those words.
Everybody needs a new romance. Oh, you want a break of my heart? You want a piece of my heart? You better start from the start.
Wow.
You wanna see, you wanna be in the show? Come on, baby, let's go! Okay.
Bravo. Wow. Yeah, that's very good.
I don't, wow. I don't mess around with Loverboy.
Apparently not.
None of those lyrics made sense.
No.
About the, to the weekend. Like, that made no...
Everybody is working for the weekend.
Which I'm like, yes, I get.
Everybody needs a second chance.
Wait, for what? That one I'm confused by.
Everybody's going off the deep end.
Okay, that one I get.
Everybody wants a new romance.
Yeah, okay, but still, I don't... What is that? I guess
you want a piece
weekend?
Of my heart.
Yeah, and then there's that. I don't know.
You better start from the start.
The lyricist is just his favorite things. He loves second chances. He loves the weekend.
We can call up Mike Reno right now and say, hey, Mike, take the headband off and tell me why you wrote that.
I just have questions about certain lines pertaining to the weekend.
Yeah.
Because I always just assumed it was about the weekend.
It's about working for the... Because you're going nuts.
Right.
You're going off the deep end until it's Friday.
But then the second chance is that...
You need the second chance, which is Saturday. I don't...
The first... I was like, what's the first chance?
Thursday.
And then, well, Thursday is the new Friday.
That's right. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I have a question about Loverboy now.
Who was the lead singer for the group Loverboy?
Oh, okay. Here we go. I just said it, but I want to hear the choices.
Mike Reno.
Yeah.
Dwayne Capps. Brian Ferry or Tad Barton?
Can you imagine Brian Ferry being the lead singer of Loverboy? It's Mike Reno.
That is correct.
Right. Who's Brian Ferry?
Brian Ferry was in Roxy Music.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Lead singer of Roxy Music and had a solo career as well.
The name sounded familiar.
Yeah, no, he's good. He's good. He's sort of like a pasty.
What about Todd Capps?
Who?
What was
Dwayne Capps?
Dwayne
Capps and Tad Martin.
Tad, there he goes. Yeah, mixed them up.
Dwayne and Tad.
Dwayne and Tad. So there was a music group from the '60s. They were a folk duo. All right.
Esmeralda, the category is the '90s. In late 1991, Billboard changed the way it measured songs for its top 100 chart. What was the first song to make number one under the new system?
Late 1991.
Yes. All right. Was it Rush, Rush, All for Love with the number 4, I'm Too Sexy, or Set Adrift on Memory Bliss? Again, your options are Rush, Rush, All for Love, I'm Too Sexy, or Set Adrift on Memory Bliss.
I'm going to say Set Adrift on Memory Bliss.
That is correct.
Yeah. There you go. Such a great song. I would have, I was leaning, it was either that or Rush Rush. Those were the two that I was thinking.
Well, I was trying to think when Rush Rush came out and how old I was.
Yeah.
In late 91, I was 9.
You would have been 8.
8?
Yeah.
I don't know math. Anyway, I was like, no, I remember more about Rush Rush. Like, it was more, there's more memories attached.
I know my PM Dawn, though.
Well, that's what I was saying. That one, that's a... Earlier 90s, I think. 80s, right?
No, that was 91.
Oh, but I mean, like, they...
PM Dawn?
Yeah.
Never 80s. They were,
oh, really?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Okay.
That's their first record.
Well, then never mind. My logic made no sense.
No, they were like... I think
like you're writing a Loverboy song.
It was 90. Their stretch was about 90 to about 95, maybe. Mm. And then Prince B died. Boy, he died like in 2000, I guess. So they had, you know... Something. It was about 6 years span.
Mm, okay.
So, all right. Should we break?
Sure.
Let's break, and then we'll come back and continue with For the Record. It's 2-1. I'm in the lead, but it's only because I sang already.
Okay.
It's only because I did my fantastic.
That was an amazing Loverboy cover.
My Mike Reno impersonation. All right. Yeah, man. All right, we're back. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're in the Allstate Skyline studio. It's Friday. That means all the regular Friday features, Fly Jams Friday. Straight out of context, Nick D Show Spies and You Big Dummy all coming up. And we have a lovely treat. Esmeralda Leon is here in studio with me. Hi, Esmeralda.
Hi.
And she's here because it's Dan Shugrue's birthday on Wednesday.
Yeah.
But we're off next week, so we're going to celebrate it a little bit later on. And we are now in the competition of a competition.
Yeah.
For the record, it's Skip retired, but he's back. It's Skip Skipley.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Skip.
How you doing?
All right. So we're back, and I'm in the lead 2-1, but that's only because I sang already.
Yes.
So, all right. My question now?
That is correct.
All right, here we go.
Category is real name.
Yeah.
What is the multi-talented artist Babyface's birth name? Is it Sean Carver, Ben Eckoff, Kenneth Edmonds, or Brian Chapman?
I'm going to go Kenneth Edmonds.
You are correct.
Yeah. For a while, he was, I think, going by Kenneth Babyface.
Yeah.
Edmonds.
That's I think as soon as the Edmonds hit, it rung a bell. So
what's he doing?
Shaving?
Babyface?
Maybe he's able to shave now. I don't know. All right.
Esmeralda, your category is You Are On Stage. What song won the 1994 Grammy for Record of the Year? Was it No Rain, All I Want to Do, Achy Breaky Heart, or Runaway Train?
Wow.
Oh, man.
That's
1994
tough.
Grammy. No Rain, All I Want to Do, Achy Breaky Heart, or Runaway Train.
All I Want to Do.
That is correct.
That would have been
Yay!
My guess, too. Yeah. Yeah. That song was massive.
Well, that whole album won a bunch of stuff,
God.
Didn't it?
Yeah.
And then somebody sued her, right? Because they didn't give proper credit.
Yeah.
All right. Taking it all for herself, Sheryl Crow.
Sheryl
Come on.
Crow. All right.
One Hit Wonder is the category.
No, now.
Who had their only hit in 1987 with Soul City? Was it the Partland Brothers, Forrest Tingo, Brian Chapman, or Jake and Nick Hughes? Higgs, Hugs, Hugs, H-U-G-E-S.
Wow.
Jake and Nick, H-U-G-E-S. Hughes.
I have not heard of any of those answers or that song. I'm just going to go with A.
You are correct. Partland Brothers.
Soul City.
Never. I have no idea.
Yeah, I have no clue.
Very nice.
Interesting.
Mosh Pit is the category, Esmeralda.
Uh-oh. Mm-hmm.
Fan favorites Aerosmith hail from what city? Boston, Atlanta, London, or Philadelphia?
Oh, wait.
Oh, come on.
Aerosmith hails from what city? Boston,
Ooh.
Atlanta, London, or Philadelphia?
I have two that I'm... Oh, man. Boston.
Yes.
You are correct.
Yes, come on.
Well, no, because it was between Philly and Boston. I was like, oh my gosh.
They're
Wait, yeah. Boston's from Boston, right?
Yes, Boston's and Kansas is from Kansas.
I would hope so.
And Chicago is from Chicago.
Repping cities that aren't theirs.
All right.
We have flipped.
Flipped.
Oh, Skip.
Flipped. All right, it's 4-3. Mm. I'm in the lead, but again, it's because I sang.
Yeah.
So we're basically
head-to-head.
Head-to-head here.
So the category is the 80s. Question is for Esmeralda. And actually, it's going to be your song.
Oh, here we go.
It'll be Lady's Choice here.
Cats are ready.
The band is Duran Duran.
Uh-huh.
Please provide us any line from any song you'd like.
The crown, and I'm hungry like the wolf. Wait, I did it wrong. Wait, juices like wine. Mm-hmm. Man, I used to know this song head to toe because I would sing it for karaoke. Cause I'm hungry like the. Well, no, I'm trying to get. I'm trying to. Trying to. What's it called?
Recall.
But there's another word for it.
Right.
And I'm hungry like the wolf. Hungry like the wolf.
I thought you were going to go for Rio.
I thought
for sure you would go to Rio.
Yeah, no, I like
Her
Hungry
name
like
is Rio, and she dances.
Yeah,
on
I think
the
I know
sand.
More of those words, oddly enough.
I love Duran Duran. All right, nice job.
Yes.
Yeah. Hungry Question. Like the wolf.
Right.
Question is, what was Duran Duran's first U.S. hit? Was it Hungry Like the Wolf, A View to Kill, Rio, or Union of the Snake?
Oh, man. is Rio before Hungry? View to Kill is Bond, isn't it? Rio.
Incorrect.
It's Hungry Like a Wolf.
Hungry Like
a Wolf. Man! I was trying to think back of my behind that's the
because,
music.
That's because Girls on Film didn't chart. But Girls on Film was it became a hit after they like Girls on Film was like their first sort of like breakthrough song.
Right.
But it, but once the Rio album took off, they re released Girls on Film and,
oh, and
everything
was on.
Before
Hungry Like the Wolf was on there. Oh.
So all right. Let's see. I think we got a break here. Yeah, we got a break. We're tied at four, Esmeralda.
Dun dun dun.
Oh my God. Howard Hughes is waiting. Take a break. Gosh. Yeah, man. Welcome back, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Did you just break the? Did you break the mic?
It just fell. It was the saddest thing. The microphone just
went. That's Esmeralda Leon, everybody. She's here, and it's always great to have Esmeralda here. And she's here because we're going to celebrate Dan Chagrou's birthday a little bit later on in the morning. Dan is celebrating his birthday on Wednesday, and well, we will not be on the air. So we are. We are going to celebrate it this morning. So we have a few texts here, let's see. Hold on a second. 630 area code says, Nick and Dan, you're great, but the four of you together, Nick, Esmeralda, Vic, and Dan, are absolutely phenomenal as a unit. And four are the greatest. You are the greatest radio team of all time. I love you guys. These nights I'll always remember the most. God bless you all. Oh, man. Aww. Very sweet.
Aww, that was nice. Maybe if we pitch in, all three of us, we could pay Esmeralda's salary to come in.
let's see.
I thought you were going to say we were going to, if we all pitched in, we'd be as good as with Esmeralda.
Right.
Like, nope, no. You cannot.
Well, with what Esmeralda was probably making, we might be able to start a drive and get it done in a few minutes.
There we
right?
go.
Are you kidding me?
708 area code says, good to hear Esmeralda. She has a perfect radio voice and delivery, kind of like Hall of Famer Johnny Putman. You two need to be together always. That's a
goodness
high praise.
Gracious. Thank
773 area code. Esmeralda, it's great to hear your voice. And then I'm just going to hand this one over to you and you can look at it for 630 area code.
Oh.
Can you reach it? There you go. It just says Esmeralda rules.
Oh, that's nice.
Over and over and over again with many exclamation points.
Oh, I hope they didn't have to pay for that text message. It's a very long text message.
It's a long text message.
It's a lot of exclamation points. Yeah.
And this one in from Canadian Bill. The Partland Brothers are a Canadian band.
Oh, look at that.
Soul City hit 27 in the U.S. charts, so no wonder you've never heard of them.
Ah.
Good to hear Esmeralda again.
Okay, well, there we go. Hey, look, Skip Skipley, he came back.
Okay.
And he's here.
No way, Dan. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Wow.
All right, we're back now. We're tied at four. Is it my question now?
It is, yes.
Okay, let's continue with four. The record.
Category is the 90s.
Uh-huh.
What female hip-hop group had a strong showing with their number one hit, Week? Was it SWV, TLC, Spice Girls, or In Vogue?
Week?
Yes, W-E-A-K.
I'm going to be so mad if you don't get this.
Song's a jam.
One more time.
What female hip-hop group had a strong showing with their number one hit, Week? W-E-A-K. SWV, TLC, Spice Girls, or In Vogue?
TLC?
Oh, my gosh. What?
Correct.
What?
I don't know the song.
SWV. It was out of your purview. This was more Dan and Esmeralda's time.
Yeah, I don't,
Sisters with Voices.
Yes.
I don't know the
SWV.
I get so weak in the knees, I can hardly speak.
Oh, yeah, no, I know that song.
All control.
I would have never gotten the artist. Not in a million years.
A friend of mine had that tape and then I taped it from that tape.
I see.
I had those capabilities.
Wow, technology, man.
I know, yeah.
That's amazing. What are you, MacGyver?
It was a stereo. Okay. Stereo system. I don't know how it worked, but it did.
You know, I'll never forget, you know, you're talking about tape from tape. I was at a garage sale when I was a kid. And I was, when I was a kid, I really loved Elton John. And so, I saw that they had, one of Elton John's albums on a cassette and they were selling it for like a quarter. And I was like, oh, it's Elton John. So I got it and I brought it home and it was like a regular cassette. It wasn't like a an official cassette. I opened it up and I put it in, and it was somebody who recorded it from their stereo.
Oh, okay.
From their stereo with a mic on, and you can hear people talking in the background and all kinds of stuff. So they put the microphone by the speaker of the stereo, recorded it, and then they sold it for a quarter.
A bootleg,
but I can hear
Straight up bootleg.
Yeah, and I can hear people going blah, 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 in the background, you know, dogs barking and stuff, and I'm like, this is not what. Tumbleweed Connection, I believe, was the
that's album. That's kind of an ambiance thing.
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
Makes you feel like you're with people.
And you can't go back and go, I want my quarter back, you know, at a garage sale.
You could have.
Yeah.
But then they'd probably be like, I didn't know.
I don't know.
Thought it was real Elton John.
Bunch of liars. All right, this question is for Esmeralda, correct?
It is. Category is real name. Uh-oh. What is MC Hammer's birth name? Is it Marcus Campbell Hammer? Stanley Kirk Burrell? Martin Oscar Jones or Frederick Robert Zeman?
Oh my God, how do I not know this? Can you please repeat them?
Absolutely. Marcus Campbell Hammer.
I don't think it can be that one.
Stanley Kirk Burrell, Martin Oscar Jones, or Frederick Robert Zeman?
The second one.
That is correct. Stanley Kirk Burrell.
Yeah.
Wow. Nice job. I wouldn't have gotten that.
I'm amazed I don't just know it.
Wow. I know. I figured I should know.
It's no Rip Van Winkle.
Yeah, Rip Van Winkle, you guys. Yeah. That white rapper who sleeps under a tree. all right.
You're on stage is the category.
Come on now.
Who won the 1984 Grammy for Best New Artist?
84?
84. Was it Aaron Hoppala, Cyndi Lauper, Chaka Khan, or Deborah Everett?
Cyndi Lauper.
That is correct.
Yeah.
I hope that first one's a real person.
What's the first one?
The music stylings of Aaron Hoppala.
Aaron Hoppala.
Not a real person.
Not a real
person. Well, I mean, she seems to exist, but not a musician.
Oh, okay.
Well, maybe she, you know, much like most Best New Artists, she had the one. Yeah,
that was it. One and done.
Right. Or she's just a regular person, and one day she will play For the Record, and her name will be there and be like, what?
Why is my name on this card? Maybe she dated one of the writers at some point. He couldn't forget her.
Oh, boy.
Mm. All right.
Maybe they met at the Hutchinson Manufacturing Company, where she works.
Oh, is that the... She works at the Hutchinson Manufacturing Company?
She's a document specialist there.
Oh, okay.
According to LinkedIn.
All right. LinkedIn. She's on LinkedIn, in case you're wondering.
Grammy's not listed, so it might not be her.
I think that would be important, but...
Yeah, you would think.
Yeah. Hey, I'm a Grammy winner here.
Fun fact.
First line of the obituary. Yeah. And, all right. One Hit Wonder is the category.
No.
Esmeralda. The group's only U.S. hit was Shattered Dream from 1988.
Oh.
Who were they? Was it Johnny Hates Jazz, Gafuia, Oingo Boingo, or...
I guess Jufria.
Jufria, thank you. Oingo Boingo, or Madness?
Shattered Dreams?
Shattered Dreams, yes. Was it Johnny Hates Jazz?
Jufria.
Oingo Boingo, or Madness?
Jufria.
Incorrect. Johnny Hates Jazz.
Okay. And it had to be one Johnny Hates or Jufria.
Yeah. Jufria was a metal band, though.
Oh, okay.
And it was the last name of the guitarist.
So I was saying Oingo Boingo and Madness.
No,
had hits.
They had a lot of hits.
Yeah.
But Johnny Hates Jazz had more than one hit, I think. And you know what, my friend Scott Oaken?
Hmm.
Scott hates Johnny Hates Jazz. That's what he could. That's what he calls it.
He should start a band. Scott hates Johnny Hates Jazz.
We're still tied at five.
Oh,
final question.
Howard Hughes, and this is the final question. Howard Hughes is waiting, Esmeralda.
In his plane?
He's got his plane, yeah.
He's got the goose.
He's got the goose, and he's all ready to go. And he's got pee.
What do they call it in The Simpsons?
What do they call the plane?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
He had the little model. It was the model, but he was like, remember. This is it.
You know, there's this movie.
This is the real one.
This is a movie that I want to recommend really quick while we're talking about Howard Jones. Yeah, Howard Jones from the 80s. Howard Hughes.
Mm.
There's this fantastic movie that the late great Jonathan Demme directed called Melvin and Howard.
Mm-hmm.
And it is based upon a true story about a guy who claims to have picked up Howard Hughes as a hitchhiker when Howard Hughes is an old man. picked him up as a hitchhiker, drove him, and Howard Hughes left millions to him.
Oh, wow.
In his will. And it was based on a true story. Paul LaMatte is the lead character, Melvin Dumar. This was the first movie that Mary Steenburgen really jumped out in, and she won the Academy Award for Supporting Actress. And Jason Robards plays Howard Hughes. It's a great movie, like a really great piece of American cinema, and really sweet and funny. And you know, it's one of those movies that Jonathan Demme, when he excels at, he makes really humanist movies, like really he cares about the characters and that stuff. It's a wonderful movie. Whenever I mention Howard Hughes. If you have not seen Melvin and Howard, it is a great movie. And Jason Robards is stupendous as Howard Hughes. It's a great movie. Anyway, you know, I wanted to mention that. Melvin and Howard. All right.
Very nice.
Well, last question. Here we go.
Yes, category's Mosh Pit.
Oh, man.
Where did the Lollapalooza 92 tour begin?
92?
Was it Newark, Des Moines, San Francisco, or Atlanta? Where did the Lollapalooza 92 tour begin? Newark, Des Moines, San Francisco, or Atlanta?
Oh, man. I mean, I'm just guessing at this point. I saw that tour. I went to that show. I'm going to say San Francisco.
You are correct.
All right, I win. Me and Howard Hughes are going to hang out.
Oh, good luck.
And then maybe he'll put me in his...
He'll give me millions.
In his will.
Past. Even though he's been dead a while.
He has been dead for a couple of weeks.
just a couple weeks.
Anyway, he's out front. I'll see him later. With the spruce goose.
There you go. Oh yeah.
Well, that's the real name of it.
Yeah, but I think that's what they call. They use the same name in the Simpsons.
Spruce goose is the actual name of the plane. I don't know. I don't remember the Simpsons takeoff.
He had the little. Oh, it was when they opened the casino.
Oh,
and
okay.
Mr. Burns turns into Howard Hughes. And he's wearing shoe boxes.
That's right. Kleenex boxes.
That's
right. I totally forgot about that. That's funny. Yeah. That was back when. Remember when the Simpsons were the best thing on TV?
You know, I did research. I was in a frou-frou coffee shop, and one of the baristas was talking to someone about how they were talking about Seinfeld, but then it went to Simpsons. She's like, I haven't seen an episode, and I'm just thinking in my head, I'm like, oh my god, that's right. There's a whole generation of people who probably don't watch it because it just kind of went downhill.
Yeah.
But then, and again, because of Netflix and everything, no one's watching TV. No one's watching.
Yeah, I have not seen television. I have not seen a new episode of The Simpsons in probably 16 years.
Yeah, it's been a very long
time. I mean, seriously, I stopped in the early 2000s. I was like, yeah. You know, so I don't know if it's good or bad. I just haven't checked in. You know what? No, I watched a Treehouse of Horror from a few years ago because the reason why is because they made a big deal that they were going to bring Frank Grimes back from the grave.
Oh.
And Frank Grimes is, you know.
You got to watch Grimey.
Yeah, I've got to watch Grimey. when he freaks out. And lobsters for dinner. But anyway, they brought Frank Grimey back. And I ended up watching the whole episode, but Grimey was just in the opening credits.
Oh.
And I thought there was going to be a story, you know, where they bring Frank Grimey, comes back and like haunts Homer. Mm-hmm. You know, I thought that was going to be the deal. And he was just in the opening credits. And I'm sitting, I watched, and the episode wasn't good. And I watched the whole episode and I'm like, where the hell was Grimey? He was just in the opening credits and that's it.
So sad.
And they really advertised it too. They're like, Frank Grimes makes it, he comes back on Treehouse of Terror. And I'm like, that's a lie. You're a liar, Matt Groening.